Welcome to this session. We're going to build drum and bass like a pirate radio set. Not perfectly pre-arranged, not overly precious, but alive. You'll start in session view with a handful of loopable tunes. You'll perform transitions like you're riding a mixer. And then you'll print the whole thing into arrangement view and tighten it into our real, playable sketch. This is intermediate. I'm assuming you already know how clips and scenes work, how to route audio, and how to load instruments and effects. What we're building is workflow, a repeatable way to get that hands-on, broadcast energy DNB without your session view turning into chaos. By the end, you should have a 2 to 3 minute rolling idea at around 172 BPM, punchy kick and snare, a moving break layer, a sub that stays disciplined, a reese that's got attitude, and transitions that feel like someone is actually performing. Echo throws, reload cuts, sirens, all that pyrostation flavor. Let's go. First, global setup so session view behaves like a DJ booth. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. Keep 4/4. Set global quantization to 1 bar. This is big. It makes scene launches land like cue points. You can still do fast tricks, but the overall structure stays locked. Go into preferences, record warp launch. Turn warp long samples on. Turn auto warp off, especially if you're working with breaks, because you want to choose the warp mode and not inherit whatever live guesses. And one more thing that will save your mix later. Build with headroom. As you're jamming and stacking energy, try to keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB. You can get it loud later. Right now we want punch, not clipping. Now let's build what I call the radio desk. Your set needs a layout that your brain can read instantly. Create a drum group, and inside it, a kick track, a snare track, a break track, a hats or perk track, and a drum effects track for fills and impacts. On the drum group itself, add a glue compressor. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. If you're pushing it, soft clip can help, but don't use it as a replacement for good levels. After that, add EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 30 hc to clear useless sub rumble. If things feel boxy, a tiny dip around 250 to 400 can help, but only if you hear it. Then add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip are great. Drive 2 to 5 dB, and trim the output so you're not getting louder and thinking it's getting better. We want density, not fake excitement. Next, make a bass group. Inside, a subtrack, a reese or mid track, and a bass effects track for one shots and resampled bits. On the bass group, EQ 8 with a high pass around 25 to 30 again, and if it's muddy, a gentle dip around 200 to 350. Add utility to keep things centered. The key idea, sub lives in mono. If you want width, earn it above the low end. Optionally, a little glue compressor on the bass group is fine, 1 to 2 dB of reduction, just to keep the bass behaving as a unit. Then create a music or atmos area. Pads, stabs, rave chords, vocal beds, noise, anything that gives context. And finally, a radio tools audio track. This is where your tags, air horns, sirens, mic drops, spinbacks, little hype moments live. Treat it like a DJ's sample pad. Short clips, one shots, and quick loops. Now we set up the real sauce. Return tracks for transitions. Pirate Energy is basically controlled effects that feel like performance, not like I inserted a plugin and prayed. Create 3 returns. Return A is dub echo. Use Ableton Echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4, and if you want a bit of jungle spice, try dotted 3/16. Feedback around 35 to 55%. Filter it. High pass somewhere around 200 to 400. Low pass around 6 to 10k. Put EQ 8 after the echo to tame low buildup, and if you want it to bite, a little saturator, 2 to 4 dB. Return bead is rave verb. Use hybrid reverb. Plate or hall. Decay around 2.5 to 5 seconds, but keep it filtered. High pass 250 to 500, low pass 8 to 12k. You want vibe, not fog. If it gets unruly, put a compressor after it. Return C is smash, your parallel crush. Drum bus into glue compressor. Drive and crunch on drum bus, but be careful with boom. It can wreck the low end fast. Then glue compressor, ratio 4 to 1. Fast attack, auto release, and really crush it so it's obviously parallel. Keep the return level low. This is a send to taste tool, like slamming a channel on a mixer for excitement. Quick teacher note. Send your snare and break more than your kick to the smash return. Let the kick stay clean so you keep punch. Alright, now we design session view like a set. Columns are channels, rows are moments. Create 6 to 8 scenes. Name them like a broadcast. Intro, roll up. Drop A. Switch. Breakdown. drop B or reload. Outro. The idea is, you're not building one endless loop, you're building moments you can jump between and perform with. Keep global tempo stable, classic DNB. Scene BPM changes are optional, but for now we'll keep it locked. Now the drums. We want tight plus broken at the same time. For kick and snare, use a drum rock on a MIDI track. Put the snare on 2 and 4. Then add kicks around the 1, and sprinkle in additional hits depending on the vibe. The cleaner this core is, the harder the break layer can get without turning into mush. Kick processing, EQ8, maybe a small cut around 250 if it's papery. Only boost 50 to 70 if you actually need it, and if the mix can support it. A touch of saturator, 1 to 3 dB, gives density. Snare processing, EQ8 high pass around 120. Add a presence boost around 2 to 5K, and if it needs snap, a little up at 8 to 10K. Then a light drum bus, drive 5 to 10%, just for smack. Now the break layer, the movement. Add an audio track and load an Amen or Think style break. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Envelope around 20 to 40 to keep it tight. Now duplicate that break clip a few times and make variations. One is just clean. One is tighter. Bump the transient envelope. One is high passed for intros. And one is your slice feel version. Tiny start time nudges, or a moment of beat repeat to create a chop. On the break track, EQ8 high pass 120 to 200 so it doesn't fight your kick and sub. Saturator 2 to 6 dB because breaks love that. And if you need more bite, use drum bus transient slightly up. If the break is masking the snare, here's a clean trick. Sidechain compress the break using the snare as the key input. Fastish attack and release. The snare pops through. The break keeps rolling. Hats and perks. Keep them rolling. Offbeat hats. 16th shuffles, rides. If you want movement without panning drama, use auto pan at phase 0 degrees. That turns it into tremolo. Rate 1/8 or 1/16th. Amount subtle, like 10 to 25%. Now the bass engine. Two layers. Sub first. Keep it simple and stable. Use operator. Oscar sign. Maybe a touch of triangle if you need harmonics. Shortish release so it doesn't smear across notes. Sidechain it gently from the kick. 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not making it pump, you're making room. If you want strict separation, low pass the sub around 120 to 150. Then reese or mid, movement and attitude. Wave eatable is great. Use a couple voices of unison, low to moderate to tune. Filter it with LP24 and add envelope movement. Then add auto filter for slow motion, like 0.05 to 0.2 Hz, or map that filter to a macro so you can tease to reveal. Add chorus ensemble for width. Add saturator for growl. And high pass this layer around 120 to 200 so it doesn't bully the sub. Now, clip strategy. Instead of automating forever, make 2 to 3 MIDI clips for bass. Clip A is your main one-bar roll. Clip B is a variation with different syncopation. Clip C is a switch, new rhythm or one-note change that feels like a selector pulled a new plate. Keep launch quantization for these main clips at one bar. For quick fills, you can set per clip quantization to 1/4, but only on the trick clips. Now the secret weapon. Dummy clips. This is how you get pirate radio hype without drawing automation for an hour. Create an audio track called Dummy FX. The clips can be empty. What matters is clip envelopes. Put devices on that track. Auto filter, beat repeat, echo and utility. Now create empty clips named like HP sweep up, tape stop, 8 stutter, dub throw, kill low. In each clip, open clip envelopes and automate the knobs. For HP sweep up, automate auto filter cutoff rising over 1 to 4 bars. For a duck moment, automate utility gain down quickly, then back up. For stutters, turn on beat repeat with interval 1/8. Grid 1/16th, chance around 30 to 60% so it feels lively. For dub throw, spike echo feedback briefly, but keep it safe. Routing matters. The clean way is to create a pre-master bus. Route your drum group, bass group, music, and radio tools into an audio track called Premaster. Put your dummy FX devices on that Premaster. Now your tricks affect the whole performance in a controllable way, and later you can still mix your individual channels without everything being baked into the master. Extra coach note, decide what the DJ is touching and map it. Before you record, pick 6 to 10 controls and keep them consistent to every project. Dub echo send, reverb send, drum group high pass, bass group low pass, break level, reese level, a momentary drum mute for reloads, and a button for a vocal tag. Use one controller template, so your muscle memory actually develops. Also, use two quantizations. Keep global at 1 bar for structure, but for one shots like an air horn or a spinback, set the clip launch quantization to none, 1/16th or 1/8th. That's how you get DJ fast moments without wrecking your phrase timing. Optional. Follow actions for controlled chaos. On a break fill clip, set follow action time to 1 bar and let it choose next or other with probability. Use it lightly. The vibe is alive, not randomly ruined. Now, how to jam like a pirate radio host. Start with scene 1, intro. Filtered break and atmosphere. While it's rolling, practice riding dulled echo sends on a vocal tag or on snare hits. Don't leave the echo up. Throw it, then pull it back. That's the DJ discipline. Launch scene 2, roll up. At hats and tease bass. Here's a classic move. 1 bar before the drop. Trigger your dummy clip HP sweep up. Let the filter rise and create tension. Then launch scene 3. Drop A, right on the bar. Full drums, full bass. Every 8 or 16 bars, make one change. Not 5. One headline change. Swap to a different break clip. Or switch the bass clip. Or open the Reese filter slightly. DNB lives in phrases, and phrase discipline is what makes it feel pro. Now create a reload moment. This is huge for pirate energy. Do a quarter to half beat of near silence right before you slam back in. The simplest reliable way. Automate per master utility gain down fast, then back up, or momentarily mute drums. Then hit an air horn or siren on a Radio Tools track. Then slam into drop B. And one more pro had it. Make safe and danger versions of your echo. Duplicate the echo return. One is capped, filtered, behaves. One is wild, more feedback, maybe more distortion, but it stays muted until you want a quick spike. If it runs away, hard mute and you're safe. All right, once you've rehearsed that basic launch order for like 60 seconds, we record. Hit global record on the transport. Now perform. Launch scenes, trigger fills, ride sends, do your reload cut. When you're done, stop. Press tab to go to arrangement view. You'll see your entire performance laid out. Clips, automation, and the vibe you actually performed. Not the vibe you hoped you'd draw in later. Now the producer part. Tighten it without killing the life. Find a clean 16 or 32 bar drop section and consolidate it. Command or Control J. Nudge any messy clip edges to bar lines, but keep the human feeling where it adds energy. Then do quick arrangement polish. This audio version is shortened for playback.